this price. Like, we could work that, like,
the screen on that laptop's either a 15 or a 17 inch screen, one of the two.
Mm-hmm. Well, my tablet too. That's why I was trying to get that guy so he could fix him at the same time.
Oh yeah. Sorry, bro.
You're so good.
You don't gotta be mad at me. So I didn't write anything in the doc because I've been going through a whole bunch of stuff as far as like work and getting all the US bank stuff done, or you know what I mean? New company and whatnot. So I don't have anything.
We could just talk.
Just look at the comicbook.com and just look at three articles or whatever, and we'll just.
So you got that? Okay, cool.
I don't want to host because I don't have games and stuff.
You don't have to host.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'll just say the whatever, and then you'll lead.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Boss.
What's up with all these rappers I've never heard of being shot like every other fucking week?
Oh, and I was gonna ask you guys. I don't know how you guys feel about.
I hate it. Sorry. Okay.
No, you're good. I get it. It's cool.
Kidding. A little bit. Get it.
Oh, see, I knew I wasn't ready to come back yet. I was seriously contemplating like one of those things where like whoever was posting, it's like, Esteban, where have you been? In a deep depression. But I'm okay now.
My beer was overflowing. I even
beer's alcohol.
Yeah, I got some stuff we can talk about. Pop music, talk about
depression. It's a motherfucker. Okay, fuck me.
I can have drinks because I have finally something interesting, so I could get it out of the way. I could drink it today.
Oh, okay. Oh, and side note, it's quite possible that I may not be allergic to. I may not have celiac.
Oh, really?
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Well, I had an endoscopy done on Tuesday, and they took a couple biopsies.
That's the one where they get a biopsy of your stomach lining.
Yeah. So the first determination that the doctor saw was that he's about 90% confident that it's not celiac, which is good.
Cool.
But I could still have some sort of like allergy to like gluten and stuff like that, which is fine. But like Diana was doing some research on it, and she goes, "Yeah, you fall under, if it's not a gluten allergy, you fall under like a small percentage of the population where you're just she goes, "You just get bloated when you eat," and I'm like, "So that's my problem. I just I'm not fat. I'm bloated." So.
You're big bones, man. Heyo.
You have no idea.
I mean, there's the Jeremy Renner stuff. There's the execs being open to keeping. I was gonna say better than Ezra Miller. Batista's last as Drax. We have a few things.
Okay, cool. Let's do it.
Also, Vince McMahon wants to come back and take over the company just to sell. But I mean, fuck, it's weird, man. I hate that one person says something, not one person, like TMZ will say blah, 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 blah. Then you read it like eight other times because they're just ripping off TMZ, like that's your news or whatever.
To be fair, it was the Wall Street Journal, not TMZ.
No. So, I'm saying overall.
I know you meant in general, but.
Yeah. Well, Wall Street Journal was like 2 weeks ago that he won. Remember there was rumors back then that he wanted to come back, that he listened to somebody. And he thinks he got bad advice. No, you got good advice. Stay away.
All right.
There's so many words on this. I don't know what it's going to be called.
So many words. Okay, so you want me to go?
Tell me when to go. Yeah, let me get on Twitch. I just had to lower the media.
Yes, please.
That's crazy. On my laptop, it's Esteban, me, Andreas. And on Twitch, it's Andreas, me, Esteban.
Nice.
I'm the little box compared to you two on mine.
But your box is still important, Andres.
Thank you. Your box is still tight, man. You're good.
Just waiting for it. I'm waiting for the. There it is. Good. I don't even know what episode this is.
You want to give me some kind of sign that we're moving on, just so that I know the next topic?
Sure.
I have drink. We can start with the Ezra Miller execs being reportedly open to keeping Ezra Miller at Flash.
Okay. All right. So what episode is this?
2. Let's go.
We can go episode 1, season 2, episode 1.
Damn, then we have to.
I think it's like season 3 episode. Mm. Yeah.
So yeah, season 3. Then I gotta go in there and like renumber everything.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I think I saw 104 or 105, but I don't know what.
6 then.
I don't know when the last time the doc was up there. I don't like that.
Oh, you don't like the Google Doc?
104. I don't like the number of the doc. It'll be 105.
Wait, what?
That was 3 weeks ago.
We haven't done a show in like 3 weeks.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to make sure wasn't one we did and then I didn't edit it, but I think everything's been up to date.
We haven't done one since before Christmas. The week before Christmas, we didn't do one.
Okay. Yeah. Then yeah.
So 105.
This is 105.
105 night.
8675309.
Okay. All right. Well, here we go. All right, welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Comics. This is episode 105, I think. I've been out for a while, but I'm back now. I'm happy. And fuck you, depression. So there's that. So I'm going to go ahead and it feels really good to be back. I'm not even kidding. I'm very happy to be back. I missed everybody. I missed all the fans and anyone that commented. I don't know if anybody commented. Probably not. I blame you, Heavyweight, for that because Heavyweight hasn't been commenting at all on certain things, so I blame Heavyweight for that.
Jump partially. Up.
And then I also blame Miguel.
Ah, true.
Yeah, I blame Miguel. So who else? There's a few people that I blame. But I will say, ended up posting a video when the whole James Gunn thing ended up taking off, and it was everyone was upset at James Gunn. And they wanted Zack Snyder to go ahead and take over, and I kind of cut the Last Jedi where Kylo Ren's like, no, you're still holding on, let go. You know, that being James Gunn, because everyone wants Zack Snyder. So that one actually blew up. There was some conversations going on taking place in that thread. So I'm pretty proud of that. So yeah.
There was some ads there too.
Yeah, there were a lot of ads at James Gunn. So Ash will probably bring that up. Anyways, back to the beginning of the show. If you guys don't remember, I'm Esteban, guy in the green Spartan hoodie. That's Ash. And down at the bottom there is Andres. Andres, I can't read what it says on your hoodie.
Stick to your guns.
Stick to your guns, Andres. So welcome back, everybody. I missed you all. So I'm going to go ahead and, as always, kicking it off with our drink of the night. Ash, what are you drinking, man?
Was that your kicking it off pose?
Yeah.
Chris Cross.
I'm going to the name. Yeah. I'm going to butcher the name. Espelon.
You got it.
Good job.
Tequila Blanco. See, there was all these other words that I were like, oh man, what if that's the name? And like, this is just like the...
No, you're good.
Okay, so there's that. I'm going to have that, and then I'm going to wash it down with Motorhead Road Crew.
Is that it? Oh, it's an...
Motorhead themed beer, or IPA. Pale Ale. Pale Ale. Sorry.
Oh, it's a Pale Ale. Okay.
Yeah. Which I had opened and it was all head at the top. Thank you. Yeah, so that's what I'm going to be having. So cheers. This is my first shot of the show and night. It's kind of like like Patron, but there's still that little like fucking that little punch in the back of your throat at the end. Don't edit this. So that you taste it, like with Patron, I don't really taste it. It's just kind of like, oh, and then gone. That one has a little bit of a, more of a kick to it. And you definitely taste it. And the beer, or the pale ale.
Oh, well.
I like it. I think I like pale ale more than IPAs.
Well, sir. An IPA is an imperial pale ale, which is a stronger pale ale. So that's why.
You know what's sad is every time I hear pale ale, I think of that scene in American Pie when he jizzes into the cup and Stifler drinks it. And he said, how do you like the pale ale? And he throws up. Every time I hear that, you know. Anyway, this is good. I like it a lot better. It's not as like as hoppy. We used to say, girthy. Oh, hoppy.
Hoppy and girthy. Yeah.
This is something I could enjoy, and I don't have to have it as a chaser. I could enjoy it. Not like a like Corona that I use that to chase things, but this is more like I could open this after a hard day's work and enjoy it.
Hard day's night?
Take it from me. But yeah, I like it. That's my choice. Again, I usually have fucking Evan Williams and a Corona or a Modelo. So I want to drink tonight because I had something different finally.
There's nothing wrong with Modelo, dude.
No, not at all. Not at all. I'm just saying this is what I usually have. And I never, whenever it was my time for a drink, you guys have to cover for me because I always have the same shit.
It's all good. It's all good. So those of you that have joined us, if you guys don't know, we are live on Twitch right now and also live on TikTok. So if you don't know, now you know. So typically we kind of go live every Twitch. Yes, sir, in the back.
Okay, so I became friends with Esteban.
Oh, God damn it. Why did you?
I became friends with Esteban through his sister. We went to a party. His sister happened to be going. She was going to college, right, in Hawaii.
Yeah,
so it was like a going away party. I met Esteban. And in our friendship, we were like, oh, you like blah, blah, blah. You like fucking Batman. And it turned into this. In one of our first hanging outs, it is the song by Notorious B.I.G.
Hold on. I'll let you continue. But was it when we ended up going to that wedding? You invited me to a coworker's wedding. Was it that time?
Yeah.
And the whole keeps it fresh.
It was still early in our friendship.
It was still early in our relationship.
That guy, he keeps it fresh. Remember that guy that in the McDonald's?
At McDonald's, it keeps it fresh.
Yeah, it keeps it fresh. Which, pretty sure everybody at that wedding thought I was gay because my date was you. Either way. So in our first hanging outs, that song, I'm drawing a blank right now, but if you don't know, now you know, N-word. So the song's playing, and of course, when he says, if you don't know, we're singing it, and then I shut the fuck up on the N-word because I wanted to see if he was gonna sing it. And it was honestly that monkey puppet meme where he's just, and then looks forward. It was so fucking awesome. Anyway, so when you said that right now, I was like,
I know.
The file came up.
Well, it looks like my sister actually joined our TikTok live, and she's throwing out a shit ton of likes for us. So thank you very much. She says, hi, I'm the sister. And that's her tag on Instagram is JustineMarie_88. So.
And her birthday's on Royal Rumble.
Yeah. This year. Well, it's not. I mean, it's her birthday's actually on the 30th. But, you know, Royal Rumble's on the 28th. And, guys, she's single. So, find her on TikTok. Cheers.
If this were high school, you could probably hear her in the other room. Oh, my God!
No, she she already said that. She sent the emoji with the emoji. The squinting emoji. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, there it is. she goes, I'm private. I won't add anyone. Whack. Anywho, Ash, what do we got as far as topics today?
Well, our first topic today is my genitalia. There's a weird rash, like not on my left, not on my right. It's not spreading though, which is real nice because there's like creams. And also,
who could diagnose it for you?
Andy. Anyway. WB execs are not in talks.
Hold on. No. Per my sister, off of TikTok, TikTok. Off of our TikTok live, she says she likes long walks on the beach, sushi, and she says she's tall AF. I mean, tall AF. She's tall.
Compared to your brother and I, or
yeah, well, yeah. Compared to me, I don't think she's tall. She's 5'10", I think.
I would give her 5'10".
Yeah, I'd say she's about 5'10", you know. But yeah, it's she don't mind. She likes being tall.
What that means? Call at your girl,
and if you're above 5'10", only.
She says she's 6'2" in heels. So everyone that's single, holler at her, okay?
Everyone that's single, holler at her.
Sorry, are you short? You must be above. I'm not gonna finish that. What I was gonna say, but you must be above 6 feet.
Oh yeah, I'm fucking Webster or fucking Different Strokes, man. I'm fucking short as fuck.
Yeah. So this episode of comics has turned into a love connection for my sister. So if you guys want to go ahead and add her on her Instagram or her TikTok, it's JustineMarie_88. That is her TikTok handle. So guys, you know, look for her, be nice, or I will find you.
Got awkward real quick.
I was trying to make it awkward.
And it's funny because I'm looking back for Twitch, but it looks like I'm looking for her if you're looking at the show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so anyway, WB execs.
WB execs are open to keeping Ezra Miller as The Flash. And I do feel like I said, like, if we give it enough time and he doesn't get in fucking trouble, I think we'll all forget what he did.
I won't forget.
I don't know if it's your phone, but every time you say it's like cutting in and out on me.
Sorry. I was going to say, I find it weird that out of everyone from the past slate of actors in their movies, that they're deciding to keep him with all the trouble and baggage that he's come. And that's good that, yeah, he's got his mental health treatment going and he's better. And I guess he's on the proper medication and with professionals to help whatever he was going on. That's great and all, but to keep him and you just dump in Henry Cavill and whatever, fucking weird.
It is a little weird that they're thinking about, because I personally don't think he is strong enough to be an anchor for the WB, for the DCEU, or the DCU. I don't think he's a strong enough anchor.
And also, during his time of, let's just say, need, having the pressure of being an anchor of a fucking, can't think of the word, help me, franchise. Mm-hmm. Like, all right. I mean, with just Justice League alone, this is what happened.
Yeah.
The fame of that, you know?
Well, it wasn't only that. I mean, he had a lot of stuff going on all at the same time. He had a lot of movies going on at the same time. So I don't necessarily say it was just Justice League, but
I never watched Wallflowers, but it comes up on my Netflix or whatever, but I still haven't seen it. I'm not going to see it because of him.
What's the other one? There's another one called, we should be talking about.
Yeah, we need to talk about Kevin. That's what I was going to just bring it up. So if nobody's seen that movie and they want to see a good, creepy movie, I think that gives you a better look at what he could do as an actor if he was okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so I would say go check that movie out.
Speaking of creepy, did you guys see the Evil Dead Rises or Evil Dead Rise trailer?
Yes.
Fucking A, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
so Sam Raimi is tentatively involved along with
Bruce Campbell?
Yeah, Bruce Campbell. But I don't believe Bruce Campbell's coming out as an actor. He's just on executive producer.
Yeah. Like, I'm extremely impressed by this trailer. Like, I was just like, what? So it's like, I don't know if this is like a continuation. I don't know if this is like... No.
The full on starting over. So they're the past movies are, it's a reboot starting over.
Okay. I'm a little excited because they show the Necronomicon in there and that shit looks dope. It looks better than the first one.
It's even starting over with the successful one that was a couple years ago.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, think that was 2016. So it's been more than a couple of years. Yeah.
They're all. Yeah, any scary movie was, I haven't that, seen is a couple years ago.
That one was good too, by the way. Well,
that one was really good.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah. I think it's older than 2016, though.
Possibly.
We were around because we were definitely talking about it.
Yeah.
You guys wanted me to see it.
I think you still should see it with the lights on.
You could see it. I don't think it's that bad.
It's not. It's more psychological thriller, psychological scary, you know?
Well, I'm getting myself over.
I will say there is gore, obviously, you know? I mean, she takes a fucking turkey carving electrical knife to her tongue. So there's that.
I think I'm good. I'm gearing myself up to take on The Last of Us.
But it doesn't look creepy, though. Like, The Last of Us does not look creepy at all.
Have you seen the movie Strangers, by the way?
No, is that the Liv Tyler one?
Yeah, I think you could watch that. It has... It's not
super... I heard that was legit scary, though. And it's based on a true story?
True-ish. Yeah, I think you could watch it. It doesn't have a ton of frightening and a ton of gore, but it is ultra suspenseful.
And then they have, like, knapsacks or... on their face, right?
Yeah.
I'm good.
Come on. But okay, so going back to Ezra, I don't agree with it. I mean, with James Gunn pretty much 86ing 90% of, you know, the fucking DC and rebooting it. Like, I understand what he's trying to do. I understand that he's trying to do something that's never been done before, and that something that Marvel's not doing. He wants to connect movies, TV, comic books, and video games. He wants to connect them all. One cohesive universe. I think it's a little ambitious, you know?
I mean, like Marvel, it's always going to be a comparison, but like Marvel, some people get series and some people get movies. Like if you're Blue Beetle, even though they're doing a movie, maybe that could have been a series as opposed to, or Kamala. What the fuck is her?
Miss Marvel?
Miss Marvel. No, Marvel Girl. Marvel Girl got a series and not a movie.
Miss Marvel.
But I got to, by the end, get to know the character, which is 10 hours as opposed to an hour and a half movie of where, you know, she barely got out of high school or something, like whatever love story they would have tried to make it, you know?
Yeah. It's funny that you bring that up, the whole like 10 hour thing. Like, is it weird where if I come up to you guys and I say, hey, do you guys want to watch a movie? And you guys say, yes, movie's a 10 hour movie. Are you down to go ahead and sit down and watch a 10 hour movie? No. How about I break it up into 1 hour intervals? It's the same fucking
thing. Yeah, I have the same thing. Okay. We were watching Bullet Train, or me and Melissa watched Bullet Train, but we didn't want to invest in something was like 2 hours and 40 minutes. But then we watched 5 episodes of That 70s Show, which was the same amount of fucking time. But it's just, I guess it's that option of like...
Which, bitch, you already watched. You could have watched something else.
Yeah, no, but you know what I mean. Like, it's what you were saying. It's the same amount of time, but
yeah,
always that option. Like, if we're up at 1:30 in the morning, if you're up, you gotta go.
It's not though, because if you're invested in a movie, like you want to go all the way through.
Right.
But if it's show, there's a natural break at the next episode. So if you gotta go do something, you're like, all right, we're gonna stop here. We'll continue after our life takes place.
Yes. That's how we're all saying the same thing, but in different ways.
In different ways.
Like, you know, like, but you're not going to start a movie at 12. That's what go to 12, do. Whatever. 12, whatever. But you might do one more episode to knock it out. That's how I finished Wednesday.
Wow. That's how you finished Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
No.
Like 12. And how?
No, she's like 20-something. Anyway, it's a good show.
Are you making it creepy?
It's a good show. It was really a good show. I thought it was going to be Teeny Bopper. And Melissa told me, you think that, and then it gets into what it really is.
Uh-huh.
It's really good.
What? I'm going to kill my fucking dog. I really am. Ash, what's next?
We got... Batista's All right. Batista is his last time as Drax will probably be, or will be, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. I don't know if that means killing him off or if that means just, you know, taking a break.
No, I think he says he's done. I think he's done with Marvel movies in general. Mm-hmm. So, I think there was an interview that he did where he says he said that he never wanted to be like The Rock, because I guess a lot of people were comparing him to The Rock. That he never wanted to be like The Rock. So he kind of stops where, like, stops certain things or takes certain projects because he knows, like, he's ambitious about it. Like, for example, have you guys seen Glass Onion?
That is the movie that we were going to invest in, but it was, that was the two-hour movie.
Fucking good. It is so good.
I saw the trailer. It looked really
good. I thought it was good. I haven't had time to start it.
Oh, really? It's really good. I love the first one. Yeah, it's really good. I really hope Rian Johnson continues like a series of this. I think it'd be fantastic. And then obviously, you know, different characters or different actors and actresses and stuff like that. But yeah, I think it's great. It was great. You know, Batista has pretty good range in that film. There's another one that he's coming out in that I think is coming out this year. It's a horror or a suspenseful movie where it's...
I just saw the trailer to that.
Yeah. It's two dads taking their daughter to a cabin.
Oh, I've seen that. Never mind.
Stop it. He's like part of this, like...
I like that you just shake your head, but you guys knew exactly what I was fucking talking about.
What you were talking about, because I know you, not
because... Exactly.
Oh, okay, good save.
Like he's part of this whole like evangelical group or some shit like that, and like in order to stop the apocalypse they need to kill like the dads and the daughter or something like that, or some shit like that. Like it's weird, you know. So that one, that like I think he picks his projects, that what he wants to do, based off of like I think he has a pretty good idea of what he wants to do and how he wants to go ahead and tell his stories, because he himself has said, he goes, all my entire life I've been a storyteller. I want to be a storyteller, you know. So it seems like he's genuine about, you know, being like, you know, an actor, and it's not about the money, it's about the character. Exactly, the movie, the project.
It seems like Rock's career early on, where he was like doing like he would get out in that Get Shorty sequel, like the character, he was like a gay hitman in that or whatever.
Yeah.
So it looked like he was taking, as long as the character was good and the movie is good, he didn't have to be the main actor. And then once he got like that hit of superstardom, it was like everything, like action star. He was the main guy who had to take roles to justify it. Instead of taking, like, yeah, you don't have to be the main star. You get a good side character that has a good story that you could sink your teeth into it and make it your own. And that's more what it seems like Dave Bautista is doing, as opposed to The Rock having to be that star.
Absolutely. And I think that's great, you know, because he's taking it seriously, you know. It's just one of those things where he's just kind of like, you know, he wants to be the storyteller. He's passionate about the projects and stuff like that. You know, he doesn't have to be the main character. He can be the side character, or you know, a character that gets, you know, killed off or whatever, you know, whatever it may be, you know. But he takes pride into that, in that character, which I think is fantastic. Apparently they also say, James Gunn has said, or the rumor is, if you look at the logo of Guardians of the Galaxy, it has hinted to who is going to die in the film, in that film. So if you look at the original Guardians of the Galaxy, the logo was brownish, you know, with a little bit of green in it. And who died in that one? It was Groot. You know, if you look at Guardians 2, it had some red hues and blue in the logo. And who was it there? It was Yondu. So if you look at this one looks more like Drax, where it's like, it's the reddish that tones that he has and the grayish, you know, so it's quite possible that it could be him, but others are saying that it could also be Rocket, you know, that ends up
Riot.
Yeah. That ends up dying in this one too. So, I mean, who knows, you know, either way, I think Guardians 3 is going to be a really good movie, and I'm really excited for 2023 as far as films, because there's a lot of good ones that are coming out this year, and I'm really excited about it.
Well, I mean, I don't know in what capacity, but Gamora is supposed to be back. So, yeah. I mean, it could just be like, oh, dude, Robert Downey Jr., never again, never again, never again. And then you're out of the outfit, you're out of the costume, and you've had a breather. And it's like, it wasn't that bad. You know what I mean? But not only was he Drax for the three movies, he was Drax for Infinity War, for Endgame. Like, he had that fucking makeup on. The holiday special. Like,
which actually was pretty good. I liked it. I saw that one. It was pretty good.
Kevin Bacon took it serious. Like it wasn't like a tongue in cheek. Mm-hmm. Like, anyway, but yeah. And then I even saw Guardians 2 the other day because I just beat the game on PlayStation, and it made me fucking watch the 1 and 2. And 2 was a lot better than I remember, because when I saw it in the theaters, I was like, not that I wasn't impressed, it was just Debbie Downer the whole movie. And this time watching it again, it was Debbie Downer, but it was like, I wasn't so invested in it like before. But anyway, also going back to Ezra Miller, execs could just be saying that just so that deep down, maybe they know it's over for him, but they're not going to be like, how do you promote a movie? You know, the character's not going to be around forever or after this, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I see what you're saying. I really do. But then that also leads into that other article that you sent to us in the group chat, where a federal judge had deemed it okay for fans to sue movie companies for false advertising.
That was fucking ridiculous.
Like,
because they even showed Thor, yeah, Iron Man, and Cap, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And they showed that in the trailer, but in the movie, they didn't show Quicksilver and Wanda. So, like, no. And then the quote, Karen's out there, and the no.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
So, and that's the thing, is that how you were saying, how can they promote a movie where, you know, the main character is not going to be there anymore? Yeah, I mean, they can still promote it and kind of make it shown that he's, you know, recasted at the end of the film and whatnot. You know, but then that just goes to show that if there is that one person, because there's going to be one person that does it to sue.
Absolutely. More than one.
Over false advertisement, because I think essentially that's what it is false advertisement.
Homie, you know? When we saw Frighteners, I don't watch scary movies. So when I saw the trailer to Frighteners, I thought it was going to be funny. I thought it was going to be like Death Becomes Her. It's like wacky funny. And it was like, it wasn't scary, but it was pretty fucking like not threatening. You know what I'm trying to say? It was like fucking... It could be scary. Could be deemed as scary. It wasn't as fucking slapstick as they made it seem, you know, in the trailer. So, being a person that doesn't watch scary movies, like, I could sue. Like, no, dude, fuck that noise. Like, it takes away the surprise of everything.
Mm.
I saw this movie and Morgan Freeman was the killer and blah, blah, blah. Like, but it ended up being fucking Kevin Spacey, which it won't be, but you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, right. Like a usual suspect, I don't know, man. It just kills everything. Like
And that's the thing. Andres, I wanted to get your opinion, because I know you aren't huge on trailers. You know, I know you'll watch some trailers, you know, but like for big films, like for example, Ant-Man and the Wasp, you probably won't watch the trailer of that because you want to wait until you see it in the theater. You know what I'm saying? You know, stuff like that. What's your take on something like that where it's possible to sue a movie company for false advertisement?
I guess it's really whoever edits the trailer's fault for putting so much of the story out there, that if they're literally telling the whole story of the movie and there's something that isn't in the movie that was in the trailer, then it's, well, what the fuck? But if you just tell the loose tale of what the fuck the movie is going to be, don't show so much and be like, yo, go watch it. Like, you want to see what this movie's about? Yo, go watch it.
Have you guys ever seen a scene that was in the trailer that made you laugh and that scene never came up in the actual movie?
Of course. Absolutely.
That kind of bullshit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, I don't know. I think it's going to be as frivolous as that is what I'm trying to say.
Uh-huh.
Like Endgame, you didn't think everybody's going to, or Infinity War, like.
Oh, the charging scene where they showed Hulk and stuff like that?
Is
that
what you're referring to? But you didn't expect that much death. You didn't expect people to fucking fade away in ashes, like your little 5-year-old's watching and he's watching fucking Mr. Stark? Like, fuck. Even that got me like, oh, fuck. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know. Ridiculous people is what I'm trying to say.
I think like shit like that is that scene. It's taking away, is that scene not being in the movie affect the whole story of the movie, or it was just an extra clip to throw people off? And if it doesn't affect the whole story of the movie, then you don't have a case. It's like, okay, it's just the extra footage we shot that we included in the trailer to get people to go watch. Mm-hmm. It doesn't affect the whole story of the movie. But if you put a trailer out and it's a totally different story than we put out, then it's all right, well then, motherfucker, this is a different movie.
Yeah, because I know there was one film that was primarily the focus of that trial or that you know case was a movie called Yesterday, where
the Beatles, right?
Yeah, the Beatles one, where it's like the Beatles never existed, but you know this guy knows the Beatles and stuff like that.
Went into a coma and he went into a world and the people didn't know the Beatles existed, and he was writing songs and was becoming like crazy popular.
Yeah. But they showed, there was a specific actress that they showed was that they used to promote the film, but she's only in it like maybe 5 minutes total. And then like, you never see her again in the entire film. So a lot of people were all up in arms about it because it's like, you sold us this movie based off of this one actress because everyone wanted to see her in this film. And she's only in the film 5 minutes, you know?
Scream, they've been fucking promoted the fuck out of Drew Barrymore, and she's in the first scene and done. Mm. She's even on the fucking cover.
But that affects the movie so much where it's like, yo, what are we watching? We didn't expect Drew Barrymore to die right away.
Right. Like, but take it the other way, that they, the Sioux people way.
Yeah.
You know, she's on the fucking movie poster and she dies in the, oh, sorry guys, spoiler alert from 20 years. She passed away. 20 years. Now we're getting sued.
Yeah, I think, like I said, there's going to be a time where someone's going to do it, you know. But for me, it's like,
oh, sorry, you never finished. I know. I swear to God, I don't mean to interrupt you. What was the Yesterday thing? We talked about what the scenario, the synopsis was, but what are they suing for?
Well, no, that it was part of the. It was like as an example.
Oh, okay.
In my opinion, that's still not a reason to sue. Like, you have to hold something back. And like the Scream trailer, it's like the trailer for Scream was just like, oh, do you like scary movies? And that's where it went. It didn't tell all the other end of the film going forward. So when you went to the movie theater and you saw the first 15, 20 minutes of the movie and Drew Barrymore dies, it's like, whoa, what the fuck are we watching? Like, what the fuck are we getting ourselves into? Like, so from, I guess, since this is going forward when they're making it possible for people to sue for bullshit like that, I guess now the editors of the trailers have to just make it as vague as possible, tell a slight bit what the movie's about, and then keep everything else aside. It's like, I don't agree with this going forward, and I think it's bullshit that people do want to get money. It's like, you're going to go see a fucking film, watch the fucking film for what it is and not for what the fucking trailer was. Like, fuck you, grow up. Like, you're going to go for experience, not what you expected. But now it also, your dog's behind you. Yes.
I know.
Oh my gosh, she's so big.
She's trying to find food. Also, I've already fed her, by the way.
It's also the trailer editor's fault for showing so much of the goddamn movies now. And now you have to go back to what it was originally, like make it say what the movie is about, don't show everything, and then let fucking everybody be surprised when they're watching the movie.
I agree. Because, see, we're in an age right now where trailers, obviously, when they get uploaded into YouTube and whatnot, you know, there are going to be those fans that end up try to break down the trailer. So they're watching it frame by frame. You know, there's news outlets like comicbook.com, nerdist.com, comicbookresources.com, that's what they do. They break it down to try to figure it out. The one that I think I kind of had enough of the whole breaking down the trailer thing is Spider-Man No Way Home. The scene where you see Tom Holland Spider-Man jumping towards the Lizard, Sandman, Green Goblin, and stuff like that. And then they pause it at the exact moment where it looks like
Sandman, right?
No. Lizard gets kicked in the face, and you see his head turns, and obviously there's no one there. So that kind of blew up the internet, you know, because it's like people are breaking it down to like the nth degree to try to figure out, you know, what does this mean? What does that mean? Like I'm just saying, go for the experience, go see it. That right there, like, it essentially not ruined the movie, but took away the excitement of seeing Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield in it, because of seeing someone break it down and like circling on the video, like, look at this, you know, and then look at this, and why would the shot be like this and that, you know. So it takes away from the experience, I at least I would say, for something like that, just like Andres was saying. So in a place to be so happy and just to try to make a buck off of certain things, I don't think it's right, you know, but, you know, whatever. So
also we have I may not have his full name because the article was only showing ATJ. Aaron Taylor
Johnson.
Oh, nice. Take me on Family for you guys, I'm telling you. I just saw Bullet Train. I'm used to him being kick-ass, and Quicksilver had a bit of an attitude. And when they were talking to him about Kraven, I was kind of like, okay. Like, again, I'm kind of used to... kick-ass, you know what I mean? This movie, Bullet Train, had very much Jules and Vincent vibes.
Okay.
You see what I mean when you see it? And there was a code of respect amongst... It was an ensemble cast movie. That was fucking excellent. That's not going to be the only time I ever see that movie. I will see that movie a fucking couple of times more. But... he fucking steals a scene, except for one scene that I do not agree with. That I'm the guy that harps on that fucking scene the rest of the movie, where I annoy everybody in the rest of the room for the rest of the movie.
I'm bullet train with you. Got it.
Much like this podcast. But other than that, can I ruin a part? It doesn't have anything to do with the movie. Can I ruin a part?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a bullet train. And it's like, what? It's a slick front like a dolphin, and a slick back
like my dick.
Uh-huh. dick. There was like a fucking echo on that. That was hilarious.
Just want to welcome everybody to our TikTok live. Joined and walked into that.
He's on the back of the bullet train as it's going full speed, and there's nothing to hang on to. It's slick in the front and slick in like a dolphin's fucking fin or a dolphin's snout on the back. And there's nothing for him, but he's just...
Somehow he's holding on.
And he's planting his foot. Like it's like there's like rivets or something. There's nothing there. It's slicker than fuck. It's... oh my God. I'm getting back into it.
Ash. But
yeah.
It's a movie.
But this is why I can't watch it. Yell it. But yeah, okay, so other than that, there's a sense of respect there amongst everybody. They're all there to do one job, but there's no... it's not like a personal feelings like, hey, you hit me in the arm. Like it's honestly like, hey, you hit me in the arm. Like it's like it, but there's no... it's not serious at all. Like it's right. not I don't know they're not trying to kill each other all fucking stupid like Desperado, which I love. But I'm saying there, it's almost like a game of tag. Like the, nothing's taken, you know, it's such a fucking good movie. Anyway, but because of that movie and the character type that he does play, I have no problem with Craven. And the reason I brought this up was because he met with 007 producers, James Bond producers. And they did the same thing with Javier Bardem? Mm-hmm. Bardem. And they all thought he was going to be the next or whatever. Like,
yeah, he ended up being one of the villains. He ended up being one of the villains.
Right. But for that time, Idris Elba has been talked about forever. She's lightened up a lot. Like, she's like color wise, she's lightened up a lot. She's.
I'm in the middle of a show. I'm recording right now. Please stop. Please stop.
Bluey?
Bluey, yeah. It's you.
But yeah.
I'm being mauled on camera.
I could see that. Plus, him being so young, they have him for the next 20 years.
Yeah. Well, okay, so here's the thing. Okay, here's the thing about the whole Idris Elba 007 thing. Yeah. Okay, stop.
Number time.
Sit. Good girl. Stay. Good girl. Stay. Good stay. The reason why Idris Elba said no to 007 is he feels that 007 is a stepping stone for young actors. And Idris Elba didn't feel that he needed, not saying that you know, he's better than the 007 name, but he feels that at that point in his career, he did not need the boost from being 007 to improve his career or to slingshot him into stardom.
Maybe he is a very good character actor, and maybe he just didn't want to be a Tom Cruise. He just wants to be like a, you know, like a character actor, you know, a Robert Downey Jr. who's a leading man, but he'd rather play the character, or a Johnny Depp where I'm a leading man, but I'm a character actor leading man.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but yeah, that's what he said. You know, it's not that he thinks himself better of being 007 or better of the role. He just doesn't think that it was the best thing to do for his career.
It does open him up to be a good villain, though.
Yes, it does. Okay.
Well, I liked him in Losers. I watch that movie every couple years. The Losers? Yeah. Or Losers? Yeah.
So there's that. So that's exciting. What else we got?
I think... all right, what do you guys think? Earlier last year, because of allegations... Vince McMahon stepped down. No, you guys wouldn't be the first to know, because, and I wouldn't fuck up that bad because you guys would kick my ass way before she would. So, yeah. So, and I would never do anything like that. But, anywho.
Hold on. Time out. Andres has something. Go on.
To be fair, those allegations you're speaking out, there's actual payments from the WWE to...
No, absolutely. Sorry.
They're not just...
Yeah. Where I was going with it, I was referring to, like, the big R word in the limousine. Yeah. Like...
And so you do fellatio on me. Yeah.
Or getting fired because you didn't go along with the said program. Yeah.
A wrestler on air talent.
Pause though, before I get into Vince McMahon. There is the Jeremy Renner snowplow incident.
Oh yeah, man.
So cool. There was an incident where Jeremy Renner, I don't know if it was got ran over, but he definitely got fucked up by a snowplow.
He got run over, dude.
Okay. Well, you'll go into it, but I just wanted to say that it was a pretty regular thing that he used a snowplow and used it to clear roads for not only his family, but his neighbors, but he was doing it for his family. But, so, cause his family wanted to get out of the said area. But he got fucked up. He was out of the snowplow and yeah, I fucked him up, but, it's fucking pretty awesome that he did that for fucking neighbors and he's like fucking, you know, franchise guy. I'm not even talking about Hawkeye. I'm talking about, you know, there's guys that, you know, fucking get brought in by helicopters and there's other fucking down to earth guys that are like, yeah, I may be fucking famous, but hey, Hawkeye plowed my fucking driveway. Like, that's fucking awesome. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so, but I don't know the full story. I just see the hospital pictures and that he's okay. I saw a massage picture.
Yeah, that was his mom. His mom was, he called it a spa day in the ICU. his mom was giving him a scalp massage. And then I guess his sister like rubbed his shoulders or something like that. So apparently the way the story goes is, yeah, you're right. He was plowing the snow. And I think this happened in Reno. He was plowing the snow for, you know, his neighbors, like you were saying. And I guess one of his family members was trying to get out of the area. But what ended up happening was something had happened that the car got stuck or they got stuck or something like that. So he jumped out of the snowplow to go help them. At first, they made it seem, when the news broke, they made it seem like there was foul play, like someone had it out for Renner.
There was a criminal investigation.
Yeah, it was turning into a criminal investigation, which was weird.
Before you go forward, I think the reason that they said that was because there's all kinds of safety features on those snow plows that as soon as there's not somebody in at the wheel, they're supposed to stop working. So that's why
exactly. So that's the thing, is that he jumped out of the snowplow to help out his family member, and I guess the snowplow kept moving.
That name again is Mr. Plow. Sorry.
Yeah, the snowplow was still moving, and I guess it hit him because the report said that he had blunt force trauma to his chest. So he got hit in the chest. And I guess the tracks of the snowplow ran over his legs and mutilated essentially one of his legs. And his next door neighbor, who is a doctor, had to run over, set up a tourniquet in order to stop the bleeding because obviously it was so bad in the leg, so that he wouldn't lose his leg. What's that?
Yeah. That dude pretty much saved his life, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what ended up happening, you know. So, you know, it turned into a whole investigation because, like Andres was saying, it's a sophisticated piece of equipment that if you're not in it, then the machine should stop dead in its tracks and not move any further, you know. So they have to go ahead and investigate the snowplow. You know, not saying that Jeremy ended up, you know, turning off any of those safety features or whatever.
Plus, it was a pretty regular thing. Like, I'm pretty sure he's done that a million times just this time.
Of course, absolutely. So it could have well been one of those things where, you know, he panicked or something like that, you know, because it was a family member that was in the car. So he panicked and jumped out and didn't, you know, I don't know, turn on the safety features or whatever. And the snowplow just kept moving. So, you know, if you see some of the videos, or it's not the videos, but some of his Instagram posts, like he's pretty beat up, you know, he's pretty beat up. And
there's, you know, pictures of him doing it prior, like selfies of him, like, hey, I'm plowing. Yeah.
Yeah. He legit was Mr. Plow, you know, for his neighborhood.
Again, it's Mr. Plow.
Yeah. And it was just one of those things. It was a regular thing that he would do, you know, so. You know, hopefully he comes to a full recovery, you know, he gets better and he's out of the hospital soon, because, you know, it would suck to start off 2023 that way and seeing, you know, Renner getting hurt and stuff like that. But going back to your crazy WWE.
Another thing too. You guys would know better than me because you guys probably saw the football player, the cardiac arrest.
Oh my God, dude. Don't even get me started on that.
Is there a play that he got hit and it happened? Okay. Or he just falls on
the sideline? I saw the play. It was a standard play. Okay. Andres and I, we played football, you know, in high school. So yeah, it's one of those things where obviously it's obviously a contact sport. You're going to get hit hard. A lot of people get hurt. If you don't know how to hit, if you don't know how to tackle, you're going to hurt yourself. Okay.
Do we know the name of the guy so that people know?
I believe his name was Damar
Hamlin.
Hamlin. Yeah. So it was a play. Damar Hamlin goes in for a tackle. He ended up, cause he's a safety. So he goes in for a tackle. He ended up tackling the, I think it was a wide receiver or a tight end, tackles him and brings him down. Okay. He doesn't hit with the crown of his helmet. He hits, like, he tackles him. It's a proper tackle.
Yeah.
But you see that from what I saw, it looks like the shoulder of the Cincinnati Bengal hits him square in the chest, which happens all the time, you know? According to a sports medicine doctor, okay? Oh, and so the play ended. He got up and he started walking back to the huddle. He just collapsed and went into cardiac arrest, okay?
Wow.
So what they were saying is a sports medicine doctor was saying that it was a 1 in a million chance that this would have happened. So as his heart is beating, he takes the shot or he hits him and his heart the minute his heart contracted, he took the hit. So his heart didn't contract anymore. Yeah. So his heart stopped, you know. He said the sports medicine doctor says this is a 1 in a million chance that this would happen. The exact same moment, his heart contracts and his heart stops. So essentially, he collapsed. They immediately administered CPR, and thankfully that, you know, everyone started running out on the field, administered CPR, got him to the Cincinnati hospital. He actually woke up today. First thing he asked as, what's that?
That's the last thing I read, is that he woke up today and was talking to his family and holding their hands.
Yeah. Yeah. And then when he first woke up, his physician was there checking on him. The first question he asked was, who won the game? That was his first question. Okay. Yeah. First question was, who won the game? And he wanted to write because he was intubated and everything, you know, because his lung, I think they did a tracheotomy on him. So he had a tube in the throat. You know, in order to help him breathe. So his first question was, who won? And his doctor wrote, yes, comma, you won the game of life. Because who knew what was going to happen to him? You know what I mean? Like, this is something that has never been seen before, you know? And of course, with that, with seeing something like that and the tweets of everyone, you know, coming forward and lots prayers and whatnot and positiveness, which I think is fantastic, is he actually had a GoFundMe for a charity to kind of raise money for his community. The goal was $2,500. Last time I checked, he was at $7 million. Everyone was donating.
Yeah.
Everybody was donating.
Again, I'm getting everything through Instagram, because that's how I get my news now, because fucking I can't stand whatever. But it did this and then right back up. But it was doing this and I was getting all like somebody I had never met. And I didn't see the play. I didn't see any of it. But it was like, it was just so much in my feed that I was like, I cared. I gave, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It seems like I fucking wake up every other day and I was like, hey, that guy died. Hey, this, even if a rapper I never even heard of, like I saw this before we talked, like,
yeah,
people are just dropping like flies and it's like, I can't even react to one.
The end of 2022 was weird because it's like you were saying, every other day it was like someone passed away. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
You know, like it's crazy, you know, but it's just,
I mean, there's the Betty Whites, but there's the, Aaron Carter's, like, you know, like there's just like you reach a certain age and it's like you expect still this age and it's all like that motherfucker was younger than me or you know what I mean, like, and it's like death by suicide is becoming so normal now, and it's like, and I do say that with absolute sympathy. I'm not trying to fucking make that weird. People are going through a lot of things. Please reach out and get help. I'm just saying, when I wake up, you know, you wake up and the first thing you look at is all your notifications, and sometimes you're not even looking for it. It's just 8 times of Barbara Walters died versus the takeoff situation from Migos. You know what I mean? Like, and then this other like Lil blah 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 got shot in a Waffle House. I don't say little blah blah blah. I just can't think of a fucking name. But somebody got shot at a Waffle House. Well, like, and what is happening?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but it's crazy. It's seriously crazy. But it's, I don't know, man. Like, the end of 2022 was so weird. It's like every other thing was, you know, someone passed away and whatnot. But yeah, going back to what Ash was saying, yeah, there. Unfortunately, suicide has become the norm. So like Ash was saying, you know, just reach out to your friends, reach out to your family members, just check on them, ask if they're okay.
Our hotlines, which as an editor, I will make sure to put a number out there as well.
Absolutely. So keep that in mind, you know, especially during, you know, obviously the holidays have ended and stuff like that, but still,
yeah, but
it just doesn't happen during the holidays. Anyways,
Zach Brown put out a bunch of emoticons. Yeah. So there's the Illuminati, and then there's a little girl and a taco. I don't know how high he is, but that's what he sent us.
Nice. Okay. Anywho, going back to Damar Hamlin, with that incident, obviously comes controversy. And one wouldn't think that there would be controversy that would come with the injury of an NFL player. I'm not sure if you guys know of the show Undisputed on Fox Sports 1 with Shannon Sharp and Skip Bayless. The controversy comes with Skip Bayless because he tweeted something that was extremely insensitive, obviously, because... Yeah. You know, at the time of it happening, you know, the NFL was not sure if they're going to go ahead and continue the game, because this happened, mind you, this happened in the first quarter of the game, okay? Towards the end of the first quarter of the game, okay?
And for those who don't know, both teams took a knee. Everybody was...
Oh, absolutely.
Everybody was on the same fucking...
Everybody was on the same wavelength.
This wasn't getting the wind knocked out of you and, like, no, this was fucking for, like, a big thing. Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead on this.
By the way, he was, they were performing CPR for 10 minutes to get his heartbeat. So he did die technically on that field. And they got his heartbeat going, but they got his heartbeat, but he wasn't conscious. So they took him off the field. And the story was that the refs were telling the coaches, you have 5 minutes and then you have to go back to continue the game. And the coaches and the players were like, no, fuck this. We're not playing anymore. Yeah, yeah. And
it was both coaches, right? Like, it was like, everybody was like on the same. Nobody was being a dick about anything or, you know,
absolutely
the stuff we usually see.
And allegedly, players were going into their union and calling them right away and telling them, like, no, we're not playing this fucking game. And stood their ground and
the game was over. Happened to any one of... When I say us, I mean them, but like, that's probably what you're thinking. Like, should that never happen to me? You know, like, if that was me on the field, then like, I mean, we saw a pay-per-view where we didn't see it, but there's people that saw somebody die at a pay-per-view, Owen Hart, and they just kept it going, like nothing happened, and then announced that, by the way, he passed. Like, we're just
kind of the show. Yeah, so it's very much, yeah, there's very much two sides to
real quick though thank you. No, I know. Thank you to 4H5 Oka. 988 is a suicide hotline for anyone that needs someone to talk to. They also have mental health resources. Thank you for 4H5 Oka.
Hey, wasn't he on the corner? That one guy? He's from the UK?
No, that was a different name.
Oh, it was a different guy. Oh, okay. Okay.
It's a 420. It was something that name.
Something else. Okay. Okay.
But yeah, yes, thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. But yeah, the whole incident, you know, with the Bills and the Bengals standing their ground and saying, you know, no, we're not going to play. Skip Bayless tweeted, and I'm sure that tweet is still up. because he said that he wasn't going to take it down. Yeah. He said that, you know, what's the point? This is irrelevant. Something along those lines, like completely disregarding the fact that there's a player on the field that is drastically hurt, you know. Just kind of like, you know, if they're going to go ahead and replay this game, it's irrelevant, blah, 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 this and that. Just kind of like, you know, and then like minutes later, like everyone's just like, how dare you? Like, dude, like this is fucking serious, you know? Players that are, that, you know, have had friends paralyzed, actually die on the field, things like that, you know, they're commenting and retweeting him and telling them like, dude, like you have no fucking heart. We hope you get fired from, you know, Fox Sports, you know? And he's very much like, he doesn't give a shit. He says what he says, blah, 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 this and that. So that happened Monday. Tuesday, he goes on the show for on Undisputed, the show with Shannon Sharp. Shannon doesn't show up because he's pissed, obviously, because of that. You know, he doesn't show up to work. So he kind of explains himself, you know, he explains himself like, oh, this is what I meant, blah, 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 this and that. I was taken out of context, blah, 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 blah. He's still an asshole.
I'm not wrong.
Yeah, essentially, I'm not wrong. Cut to Wednesday when Shannon comes back, okay? And you guys can see this video on the internet. You know, it's out there. He comes back, and Shannon Sharp usually does a monologue to start the show, you know, about, you know, kind of like to talk about, you know, certain things that had happened the night before or what have you. So he had his opening monologue, and he was under the impression that he was going to finish his monologue. He wasn't going to be interrupted, which obviously Undisputed is a debate show. So, and it's a fun show to watch. Don't get me wrong. As a sports fan, it's a fun show to watch.
Them like politically incorrect, but for...
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So it's a lot of that, you know. So he goes through the monologue. He goes, look, there's a lot of speculation on why I didn't show up to work on blah, blah, and that, but I'm not going to go ahead and address those. There's something that Skip ended up tweeting that I don't agree with, which I hope he will take down, you know, and that's what Shannon Sharp says. I hope he would take down, because being a part of the brotherhood of the NFL, seeing my brother, Sterling Sharp, getting tackled and paralyzed for a moment on the field, you know, it's something serious. Like the NFL is a brotherhood. That's why they have the union, you know, so that these players are taken care of, you know. And as Shannon Sharp saying that, and he says, I really hope Skip takes down that. He goes, oh, time out. I'm not taking that tweet down. I stand by what I say. And Shannon's like,
oh, he was there?
Oh yeah, Skip was there. They're right. Oh. They sit right across from each other. So Skip Bayless goes, oh, he goes, time out. I'm not going to take that down. And Shannon's like, I'm doing my monologue. Like, I can't get through my monologue, like, without you interrupting me. He goes, I'm just saying, I'm not going to take it down. He goes, fine. Can I finish my monologue? He goes, you know what? Let's move on. Like, he doesn't even get to finish his monologue. And he goes, no, go ahead, finish.
Of course.
You know, fuck so it. There's that. All that shit happens, right? And he goes, well, Skip goes, well, no one else here had a problem with what I tweeted. And he goes, really? So then he goes, if that's the case, why did the bosses have you clarify what you tried to say the day after? He goes, oh, no, they didn't want me to do that. I did that on my own. And he's just like, let's move on. Let's just move on. So honestly, dude, I think Undisputed is probably done. Shannon Sharp's probably not going to be there anymore. He's probably going to quit. Or if they don't fire Skip Bayless, Shannon Sharp's leaving. Or if they fire Skip Bayless, then they'll probably bring someone else on. And the only person that I think would fill Skip Bayless's shoes is Stephen A. Smith. I think he's a good, you know, debater, you know, sports wise, as far as from what I've seen on First Look on ESPN. So yeah, it's crazy, dude. It's fucking nuts.
There's the Rush Limbaugh of attacking things, which he even fucked up. There's the fucking the guy that said, this is don't take me out of context. I just can't think of his name. The guy that said Sandy Hook was fake and he got fucked over. Over, I mean he fucked up in the fucking first place to say any of that.
Jones.
There's some people that stick to their ground to think that they're gonna be controversial, like fucking Howard Stern.
That's the hill I'm gonna die on.
Yeah. like Howard Stern, he'll go this far and then be like, hey, we're all in on the joke. We're all here. And there's Alex something. Alex, I can't think of his name. He was a big... Alex Jones, yes. Sticks to his guns, loses billions, loses whatever. I'm sure everybody that still supports him, he's going to be fine. Whatever the fuck. But just shut the fuck up. Like, that's all you fucking have to do. Like, I'm not, it's, if everybody's going this way and you go this way, but even if you, as controversial as you think you are, keep that in your own brain and get fucked over. Like the girl that had the party that it was a plantation party and she fucking lost her career that way. Like, it's just like fucking Martha Stewart went to jail and made, like, she got out of jail and she got with Snoop. And she, like, there's people that know how to fucking work the system. And there's other people who fucking think just die hard, I'm fucking wrong, and just bury that nail and just like, homie, you're just fucking wrong. Like, it's, and they, I don't even know how it happened. I'm Pauly Shore. I don't even know how it happened. Just, it, you fuck yourself. Just shut the fuck up. If everybody, both teams are kneeling and you're saying this doesn't matter, like, you're an idiot. You're such an idiot. This is not even Shaq, Charles Barkley, playful, you're an idiot thing. This is just you being a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
And then, absolutely, I don't know how I lost my job. Like, yes, you do. Yes, you fucking do.
Yeah, and I mean, it's just, I obviously the players are okay with it. The NFL came out with a solution on what they're going to go ahead and do, you know, in regards to that game. Obviously, that they've essentially said that game is not going to be played. So the Bengals versus Buffalo, they've decided it's not going to continue the game as if it never happened because they couldn't complete the game, you know. And then they've already established what they're going to do is depending on who plays who or who wins, you know. The next game is going to be, the wild card is going to be at a neutral game site or something like that. So there's no favoritism being shown or some shit like that. So that's what's going to end up happening. But yeah, that's pretty much it in regards to, you know, the Bills, Cincinnati and DeMar Hamill. Yeah. Hamlin.
Deep video says okay, Ash loves the Batman. And then also, if you ever want to learn my real name, that guy said on this, so I clearly know Deep Video. And then Zachpot says, not my real name, my first name. Snoop on a stoop, Snoop in your soup, from Zachpot.
He's fucking stupid.
So for those of you guys that know, Ash is my middle name. My second to middle name.
I already know your first name. I'm not going to say it, but I already know your first name.
Yeah. And then it's Benito Ash. And then my OG last name. But my dad was an asshole, so fuck him. And I'm a Fiero. Unless he's famous. If he won the lottery, like, fucking, I love you.
No wonder you have issues watching Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Just kidding. Fuck you. You know, it's funny because of part two, I thought there was only a scene with Gamora, but I thought he believed his father so much that he was like, fuck everybody. But that never happened. But that's what I remembered when I watched it in the theaters. And it wasn't that. It was like him learning while everybody already knew the truth.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
when
exactly.
I watched it, I was like, I thought it was like, do you remember in Fresh Prince when like his dad's like, oh, I'm gonna take you here, I'm gonna take you there.
Oh yeah, and he gets all excited and he's like packing his bag and stuff like that. Like, yeah.
Maybe not get so happy. He you know, like everybody knows this is what he fucking does. Mm-hmm. And like, no, fuck you, you don't know him. And then he fucking did that, like, why didn't he want me, Uncle Phil? Like, fucking. So again, it was like I got those vibes when I first saw the movie, and I was like, oh, that's not what happened at all. It was a whole totally different fucking thing. Yeah. Anyway, full circle. That's all the discussions we have.
All right. Well, there it is. This was a
other than Vince McMahon, I do want to end this. I know it's 10:30 and I know. Okay.
Do it quickly. Go. Vince McMahon.
Vince McMahon wants to come back because he wants to sell. We can even do this as a, what we do in the corner is like, there's like one last subject we want to talk about. So yeah, if you wouldn't want to do that, we're good.
Just kidding,
dude. But anyway, if we're going to record, we're going to record. Andreas heard the absolute bulk of how I truly feel about it. So we're going to be like, this is going to be the footnotes version of it.
Let's do it. Spark notes.
Vince McMahon wants to come back to sell the company. When I say allegations, we already know there's NDAs.
Yeah, we already know what allegations
charge. It's the fucking, when I first discussed this, it's not that I took his side. There was NDAs, which I thought like was kind of like, listen, my wife is trying for the government. We have this understanding. This is what the NDA is. Like, we're going to date, but we're not going to absolutely be public about it. That's how I took this. Mm-hmm. This was the guy who made Hulk Hogan. I don't even want to say that. Well, yeah, I will say the guy, Hulk Hogan was like, his Hulk Hogan in WrestleMania is what I will give him. But I'm going to go deep into this. There's Macho Man that he could have given us, which is
right.
And that was Austin. But The Rock, like, there was Honky Tonk. There's just a million things they could have given us.
Yeah.
That had we known this is the formula, we wouldn't have been as invested. Like, what tells him, like, this isn't working is, like, the ratings going down. And what was great, I'm going everywhere with this, I already feel it. The greatest thing was that he put Hogan only on pay-per-views, right? And then unless it was like Saturday Night's main event, but it's a big, 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 big deal. And it's like once every 3 months.
It's like leading up to a pay-per-view, yeah.
And it was a tag match that somebody got their ass kicked and then you tag in Hogan and then we're all happy. That's the formula. We're not used to the formula. We don't know. But once you get Raw and it's every fucking week and it's a SmackDown, like, you begin to learn, like, John Cena just showed up and it was like, Kevin Owens has to get his ass kicked for 25 minutes before you tag in John Cena. And then we get the, I do my big hits and we blah, blah, blah. And everybody gets to see the AA and gets to see my fucking five moves. And then blah, blah, blah. Right? Like, it's just what it is. Mm-hmm. But the magic of the internet and all that stuff didn't allow us to see any of that. So in that respect, I give that respect because I didn't believe, or I'm not gonna say I took his side because again, once the big R word gets said, like, bro, I'm out. There's just,
you're on your own.
Yeah, like there's no, and you gotta prove yourself innocent once that word gets said. Like, but anywho, so he discussed that he believes that he stepped down. And he stepped down because he believed other people and he thought it would all go away.
And it hasn't.
But other allegations are coming up because he's been fucking up for fucking year, like decades. Mm-hmm. So once things kind of calm down, it's like the Bill Cosby of Bill Cosby, like it once, yes, I'm going to do a tour in 2023. New allegations. Like, fuck, yeah. Bro, just stop.
Shut your mouth and
just stop.
Yeah.
Because everybody forgot about Bill Cosby and it was like it was kind of funny again. And I mean that as disassociated as possible because I'm not saying it was ever funny. I'm just saying it was like Bill Cosby was kind of like a ghost of what that was. And it's like, oh, it's Jell-O Pudding Pops, whatever. But you announce 2023. And the new allegations come up, it just shut the fuck up. Just don't, if you shut the fuck up, you have the Cosby Show to be your legacy and just nobody ever thinks about it ever again. You know what I mean? Like, just shut up. Not nobody thinks about it, but you know what I'm trying to say. Anyway, so he wants to come back to sell it. Me and Andres discussed this. But he wants it to be He wants to come back to sell, but he wants to be, chime in anytime you want, Andres. He wants to be the main everything. Like, he doesn't want to sell without him being the main decider. The guy in- yeah. Help me, Meryl. You're the one who's, I'm trying to speak for you, and I'm like, it's not working.
So basically the report came out that he wants to come back to sell because he has, so not only are they looking to sell, but also their television rights are coming up, and yes. I think he still has, even though he stepped down, forced to step down because of those allegations and the payments that he had made to his victims to keep them quiet. So he still has the rights, and he's willing to like hold the rights back to sell to whoever. He still gets to decide who gets the new television contract. So he wants to come back, sell the rights, and he can only do with him, or he only wants to do with him in charge. So that's where they're going from. So there was a report in the Wall Street Journal that's saying that he's going to come back because of that. But in the meanwhile, while he's been gone, his son-in-law has, Triple H has taken over, and their ratings are back up where they're beating AEW now. And he's brought back a lot of wrestlers that while Vince was in charge that they got rid of, that people were upset at. And the show is doing much better than it was previously. So it's like causing a drama where everyone's like, I haven't seen anybody like be positive about it. Everyone's kind of like, oh, this guy's a fucking cunt. And then can't sit back and see the company do well without being him in charge.
Yeah.
And
there were rematches that happened simply because it's an idea he came up with because he forgot what happened last week. Like, if you see the Usos versus Alpha Academy, like, that just happened. So he would forget that happened.
Like, he can't look back at his own tape? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, no, he's trying to live life, and he's trying to fucking be a businessman.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Is that, okay, so that just happened, let's say, last week, okay? Now it's the start of a new week, and you know, he's pulling up, you know, the right. Shit for Monday Night Raw. He's like, okay, we're going to have the Usos against the Alpha Academy again, okay?
Right.
Like, no one comes up to him and say, bro, that shit happened last week. I can show it to you right here on the tablet.
That was the biggest thing with Freddie Prinze Jr. He would be like, here's where we're going to go. Like, we're going to, this week.
Because he was a writer for it, right?
Was. This week he loses. Next week he wins. And then we beat him up. And then he comes back in 6 months or 3 months or whatever the situation is. Mm-hmm. And then he wins the title and, like, whatever, right? Like, but he would just forgets all
that's
of
horrible
that. And he would have to be reminded, like, no, AJ's hurt, or fucking blah blah blah, CM Punk is, you know what I mean, like, he got fired on his wedding day. But like, I get it, and that's mad fucked up, but it's Vince McMahon, you know what I mean? Like, it's all just, and you can't put him back in charge because it's going to be like everything we're now used to. He's going to be like, No, get John Cena back, give him $2 million for a month. And like, he put us in the position, we're going way off, but he put us in the position where Roman has both titles.
Yeah.
We're going to go ahead and make that fucking make sense. Even though the USA group wants their own world title, like USA Network wants their own world title. Triple H
kind of like how AEW has, right?
Huh?
Kind of like how AEW has, how they have the TNT and the TBS champion.
Well, okay, well, Rampage is kind of like let's just say that's SmackDown, and this okay. is, no, I can't even say it like that. But it's once in a while where you're gonna get the big names on Rampage. Rampage is more everybody coming up.
Oh, it's and a then development.
Once in a while, you'll get if you get The Rock on Rampage, that's The Rock on Rampage. the equivalent of the Rock and Rampage. It's going to a tag match, and no one's going to get hurt. Everybody's, like I said, like Bubba Ray Dudley is going to get his ass kicked, and you're going to tag in the Rock. Mm. You know what I mean? But he's going to get his ass kicked. The Rock does a rock bottom. We're all happy. We all go home. And if Moxley is very, we're going to get into the weeds with this. But anyway, so he wants to come back to sell the fucking company. I feel that there isn't a sense of loss where it's like, oh man, Vince wouldn't have done this better. And he only wants to come back because it's like, there's no kind of like, fuck bro, like if this show fucking took off and while you were on break, like, wouldn't you feel like, you know what I mean? Like the most confident of men would have been like, oh fuck, was I the problem all along? Like, yes, you were. Like, if all of a sudden we're on fucking, you know what I mean? Like, and the only
difference I understand.
We're gone. You know what I mean? Like, but he's trying to get the next fucking deal. He's trying to get the next whatever. Like,
yeah, he's essentially the cancer of the WWE. He's the one that's going to end up destroying the company, his own company, because of the shit that he forgets and who he wants to sign and who's prettier and in his eyes, who's right. The blondest and who's got the biggest butt and who's got the biggest boobs and shit like that. You know, that's his thing.
Breast jobs.
Yeah.
But here's the thing too, is he comes back. What's the optics of he comes back and then that company buys it from the guy that has the allegations? Like, do you get what I'm saying? True. Like,
yeah.
There's backlash fucking everywhere. Like, just shit. Just stay away and
just go home. Go home.
Right. Let everybody make money. You make money silently and deal with your shit. And we're out. Like, so. Zach gave his friend code on Mario Kart Switch, which is a long SWN numbering.
Nice.
There's a friend code, and I'm just not going to give this out. Okay, SW35657948039. If you have Switch and Mario Kart, that's his friend code, which I guess we're promoting Zach. Welcome to Twitch.
Welcome to Twitch. Sorry, everyone.
Well, other than those are the only fucking things we were talking about.
Cool, man. Well, that's going to go ahead and wrap it up for this episode of Comics Podcast. I'm very happy to be back. I missed all you guys. Everyone that joined us live on TikTok us live on Twitch, thank you very much. We appreciate you guys for the comments. There's going to be a lot more stuff that's going to be coming from us as far as skits and stories and videos. So keep an eye out. I appreciate all of you guys. We're at episode 105. We want to get to 200. So we got 95 more episodes to go till we hit 200. I know, it's exciting.
We have a few live things coming up because our producer Diana wants to do a few live food tastings blindfolded. And there is the thing that there's the alcohol and Corona Dr. Pepper taste that we need. So that'll be happening this year.
Oh yeah, we're gonna have to put a calendar together in order to go ahead and make this shit work. So
also make sure your dog's there.
Yeah, I will. All three of them.
He has three all dogs. Up in it. Oh yeah, yeah, you do. Leia, yeah. Harley and Bluey.
Yeah. Harley, Leia, and Bluey. Yeah. So yeah, you guys are gonna see Andres in skits. It's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be fantastic. Look at him. He's shocked. Andres is gonna be equivalent to the cigarette man on the X-Files.
Oh shit.
I knew he'd like it.
Barely in it. Yeah. That's what she said.
Barely so on that note, it. There it is. On that note, I appreciate everyone tuning in and watching. We love you guys. And on that note, as always, comics.
We are fucking everywhere. I don't like when people do this because that's the safe way of doing it. It's always this.
It's all good. All right. We love you guys. Take care.
Unless you're Jimmy Snuka.
The guy who killed his girlfriend?
Good night!
Oh, that hit me with bad timing. God, I hope we stopped recording.
We did not.
Oh, that's awesome. We were so super safe with everything but that part.
We are good.
I'm good. I had tequila today.